Unit 15. Interview. Website designer. Task 2. Part 1.
What kind of people want websites? And why do they want websites?
People who feel they have to be on the web because competitors are on the web. They feel that not having a website is a sign of being behind the times.
So, other people have got a website and therefore they have to have one too?
Yes. The better reason is people who have information they would normally provide free, like brochures, application forms, anything that would normally be sent out by mail.
So, it saves fax, postage...
printing costs. I think it's particularly useful for colleges and universities.
Why is that?
Because they tend to have a large amount of information to distribute.
If a client comes to you and asks you for a web page, how do you set about designing a page for a client?
The first thing I would ask for is all their printed promotional material.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at all that material and then discuss with the client how much of it to put on the web. The most important thing is to decide who is the audience for this website. Who's it aimed at?
Is there a danger of putting too much on?
There's certainly a danger of putting too much on. Also, the client has to make a clear decision about how much time or money they're going to spend to keep the pages updated.
Aha. So it's not enough simply to have a page. You need regular maintenance of that page.
Right. So these are the first two questions. Who is it aimed at and how often will it be updated?